The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
Hey, this is Sleazia Sparks, and keep listening to the Apex Radio Show, or I'm going to kick you in your damn face.
Yeah. Yes, that was a little something by the amazing Steve Vai called Gravity Storm. Awesome tune by an awesome guy. How's it going, everybody? Once again, I am your humble host, the Stickman, and welcome to another amazing episode of the Apex Radio Show.
The most electrifying
podcast
in sports entertainment today.
Now, today's guest is, once again, the awesome and always entertaining Shooter Storm. I know we just had Shooter on not too long ago, but as will be explained in the interview, there's reasons why we had him back so soon. So, anyway, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. Enough of me blabbering on. Let's get right to the good stuff. Here's Shooter Storm. Once again, Shooter Storm. Shooter, how the hell are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I am doing excellent. Excellent. Listen, I just want to mention to the listeners out there, I know Shooter talked to us not too long ago, but there's been so much stuff going on for Shooter that has gone on and is coming up again this weekend and to come that we just had to have him back on again and find out, you know, get an update from him. So let's get right to it. Last weekend, you were in Philadelphia. Why don't you tell us what was going on there?
I went to Philadelphia this past weekend. March 1st and 2nd, Ring of Honor did the tryout camp, and I was invited to that camp by Steve Carino and Kevin Kelly. Kevin Kelly ended up seeing some of my matches through Carino. Carino told him to take a look at me, so I got the invite, and I went to Philadelphia this past weekend, and it was absolutely incredible. The things that I learned at this two-day seminar, two-day tryout camp, was more, I guess, than I could say that I actually learned in 13 years of doing this. So, I mean, learning more in 2 days than you have in 13 years is crazy. Just certain little things like ring positioning and just the time and place to put things in a match. Just little things that, like, you don't really think about a lot, you know. And it was really, you know, the great cast of characters there for the trainers and the judges and the guys that would, you know, give you their input and give you their critique and all that good stuff. I mean, everybody from Jay Lethal, Jay Briscoe, Mark Briscoe, ROH Heavyweight Champion Adam Cole, referees. Delirious was there. I mean, like, everybody that's anybody or has been anybody in Ring of Honor for the most part were there, and they were, you know, critiquing and, you know, putting out there and having you do, you know, some of the stuff I did was crazy. They would take a couple of the guys and be like, all right, you guys get in the ring right now, you know, do a tag match, give me a 5-minute match. No talking, no going over anything in the back, nothing, just get in the ring and work. So it was pretty incredible. And so you learn a lot that way, and it was a good time. And, you know, I got just a couple things that they critiqued me to work on. Other than that, I got a really positive reception from everyone, and so hopefully things are looking good.
Did you run into anybody else you know or that you worked with at the seminar?
No, there was a guy there that I that he came up to me and remembered me from Florida. He's worked shows with me in Florida, but I hate that because, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, man, but I don't remember who he was. I was like, hey, man, good to see you again, but I'm thinking about shit. I don't know who this guy is, you know, so I felt sort of bad about that. I did see Sugar Dunkerton there, who's a worker out of, he works for Resistance Pro, and he worked a lot of shows down in South Florida, or the southern states of Florida and Georgia and things like that. I saw him there, and, there was a lot. I mean, there was, I guess, like probably 35 guys there, maybe something like that, 40 guys. But the way they did it was, they split us off into a couple groups. So, like, it was 2 days, and the first day was It was an 11-hour day, and the next day was the next day was 9 hours.
Oh,
so, you know, 20 hours in 2 days, and black eye, screwed up my neck and my back a little bit one of the days, and my bruises, bumps, everything. But like I said, I wouldn't take that weekend back for anything. It was awesome. They split us off into groups, and it was a tag team camp, so they gave me, they kind of makeshift the guys that didn't have tag team partners.
Okay.
So they put me in there with, like, a big guy, but the dynamic was really good, and we got to work. The final couple hours of the last day, we were paired off to do tag team matches, and then all the judges would either give a yes or a no to if they would put that match on television.
Okay.
And my partner and I got to work the Briscoe Brothers, and it was
wow.
it was awesome. It was just a really, really, really good learning experience. The guys were awesome. It was good to be in the ring with those guys. I mean, it was like a whole different level. And at the end, I don't want to, like, give away a whole lot of what happened, but I can say that they did say, four out of the six judges gave us a yes, and they would put it on TV. There was a grand total of about 14 matches, and there was only two matches that got any yeses at all, and we got the most. So
really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, we shall see, and, I mean, like I said, it's been nothing but positive feedback, good reception from the guys. I'm still keeping in contact with Kevin Kelly. The future looks bright, hopefully, and I know that ROH and is going to be doing a show in Toronto May 10th, so I'm going to be out there doing some backstage stuff, working with them backstage a little bit, and, just keeping my face fresh to them, so that way, they can finally be like, all right, hopefully at that point they'll take the bait and grab me and bring me in at some point, but I'll be in Toronto for ROH. I'm going to be there to help out and do whatever I can do on the backstage part of it.
Very cool. Hey, out of sight, out of mind isn't just a cliche. There's some truth to all those old cliches.
You keep them
seeing you, and they won't, they're not going to forget about you, that's for sure.
That's the thing. I mean, Kevin Kelly said it best. He said, it'll keep you on the wheel, because you're already on the wheel now, and it's going to keep you on the wheel. So it's basically now, long story short, it's a waiting game. So let's hope this waiting game doesn't take too long, and as long as it takes, I feel like I'm going to be there. So
now I'm not looking for dirt, really. I'm not. So you don't have to name any names. But did you get the feeling that everybody that was there was looking to help you guys? Really happy to try and get some fresh faces in there.
Yeah, I actually do. Let's put it this way. I know a couple of guys that have done, like, the TNA gut check and all that. And
right. The
thing with the TNA gut check is, you're going in there, you're paying something like $250 or $300, which, whatever. I mean, these guys got to be paid for their time. But they're only going in there and training you. You're only doing a two-hour seminar for, like, $250, $300. Where this place, you're going in there and you're here for 20 hours and learning all kinds of stuff. And I really think that these guys are looking for the next stars, if you will, the future of honor is what they call it. And I really think that those guys were out there to help, because there wasn't anybody in there that was shitting on anybody, making them feel bad. They were just critiquing them, helping them, telling them what they could do better. It really was a legitimate good place to be. It was. I don't think anybody was there to try to sabotage anybody or hurt anybody or anything like that.
Awesome. That's good to know. So when all said and done, what do you think would be the number one most important thing that you took away from your weekend?
Oh, man.
You had to pick one.
Yeah, I think the thing that I took away from it most is the fact that it was a humbling experience in a way. No matter how long I've been doing professional wrestling, it shows that you learn something new every day in the business. You never stop learning. You're a student of the game, and you should always really just listen to the guys that have been to the dance, whatever dance that is. But, like, dance on a higher stage. And, you know, you listen to these guys and take their advice. If you want to, if you really want to make it to the next level, and actually really want to, you know, be the guy that can make a living doing this, then you really got to step up your game and do whatever it takes. That's what I got out of it.
Very cool. So, of course, stupid question, but of course you'd recommend this to any aspiring pro wrestler who gets the chance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if you feel that you have something to offer, because, I mean, ROH isn't, they're not hiring guys, they're not scouting and just hiring anybody off the indies. They're doing them through these camps, and whether you just want to go to the camp, whether you're invited to the camp like I was, you should take the thing, because unless you have an international or a national name, whether you're with WWE or TNA or something like that, they're not going to hire you unless you go through these camps.
Right. Absolutely. You got to get.
So I would suggest anybody to go check this out. If you feel like you have what it takes to be a TV wrestler on the next level, or whatever, then absolutely, I think you should do it. If you have a kick pads and leather pants and or a T-shirt and, you know, look like the average Joe, I, you know, probably just keep doing what you're doing or whatever. You know, I mean, that's cool. Whatever. If you just want to play wrestler, then play wrestler. That's cool. But like, if you feel like there's a lot of guys on the Canadian scene that I see that I believe could benefit from this and would really be able to possibly make, you know, an impact somewhere, you know, on a major scale like ROH or whatever like that. I believe so. But, and then there's a lot of guys that, again, like I said earlier, they can just continue to do what they do and, you know, whatever. You know my feeling on that. We went over all that shit.
Absolutely. Serious inquiries only.
Absolutely. That, there we go.
As the sign says. Well, that is great, and we certainly look forward to seeing you on ROH television, hopefully in the near future. I hope so.
Fingers crossed, everybody. Fingers crossed. If there's enough fingers crossed, and hopefully this will happen.
Not taking anything for granted, but there's always, you know, you always hope, for sure. Well,
absolutely.
That is excellent. So, of course, you just got off of that really, really busy, and it sounds like intense weekend. And now you have another really intense show coming up this weekend in Cornwall.
Absolutely, Mecca Pro Wrestling. I make my return this Saturday night for TV Kojiko. Looking forward to it. Last month I was completely screwed when I wrestled the B, and he decided that he was going to cheat. I mean, you know what I feel about cheaters? I don't like cheaters. I don't like losing to cheaters. I just don't like cheaters in general.
Absolutely.
And he sprayed me in the eyes with bug spray, and I mean, that right there, I mean, granted, you know, I told him I didn't want him to bring in any of his colony, but he used bug spray, he one-upped me, and he pinned me. That wasn't the way I wanted to return to Mecca. That wasn't the way I wanted to. Well, thing is, this Saturday night, you know, I'm going to prove I'm not a comedy act. I'm not some kind of ha-ha. I'm not a joke. I'm going out there, and I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to entertain, and I'm going to pin my opponent, the masked guy there, right to the mat, 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to set my goal for the heavyweight championship, and I'm going to start my streak coming up this Saturday night.
Right, right. As you mentioned, you're going to be wrestling Crimson X this Saturday night. I just wonder, how do you feel about Mecca Pro Wrestling putting the largest sports entertainer in the world up against, nothing against these guys. I mean, they're all, of course, high-caliber athletes, or they wouldn't be in a fed like Mecca Pro and, you know, big time where they've also wrestled and all that kind of stuff. But I guess the word I'm looking for is, do you feel it's any sort of a mismatch?
Well, yeah, I mean, come on now. I mean, I am the largest man in sports entertainment. I stand in at, you know, close to 7 feet tall. I weigh close to 500 pounds, and they're putting me in there against a junior lightweight cruiserweight kind of guy. I mean, let's be fair. I mean, the kind of guys I should be in there with are guys of my size. You know, this is a big man's business. And I'm obviously a big man, and I'm a heavyweight, so I don't know why I'm going in there with a guy, you know, the size of, I don't know, midget? I don't know.
Well, like I said, again, nothing against guys the caliber of Crimson X and B-Machine. I mean, they are definitely, you know, very good athletes and certainly qualified to be there. I just wonder, you know, as you were mentioning last month going up against B-Machine, I mean, when you're in the ring against the world's largest sports entertainer, do you think maybe he just panicked?
Yeah, do you think he just what?
Panicked, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, I've you know, told all my accolades. Everybody knows where I've been, what I've done, who I am, what I'm all about. So, you know, I got a name. I got a reputable name. I've been around. So people know. So, you know, this Saturday night's going to be no different. And if this Crimson guy wants to, like, you know, think that he's going to, if he thinks that he's going to try to one-up me the way B-Machine did last month, then he's got another thing coming. Because I'm coming in pissed off. I'm not coming in a happy person. I'm not coming in as a ha-ha, the funny guy. No, I'm coming in to kick somebody's ass this Saturday night. And he just happens to be on the marquee against me. So he just happens to be the one that's going to get his ass kicked.
Fair enough. Now, not to sell anybody short, poor choice of words, but assuming, and I'm not, like I said, not to sell anybody short, but assuming you get past Crimson X Saturday night, who in Mecha Pro Wrestling would you like to take on next to sort of help prove that, you know, further prove that you're the man to beat in Mecha Pro?
Well, I mean, you said if I get past Crimson, there's no ifs about it. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to get past Crimson. And after I do get past him, then there's only one main goal for me, and that goal is the Mecha Heavyweight Championship, held right now by Payne the Hellraiser. So you know what? Payne and I go back a long, long way. I mean, all the way to the beginning of our careers, in fact. And then I've had matches. We've buddied each other up all over the Northeast and in Canada. And yeah, you know, he's a good-sized guy like me, so obviously it would be two hard-hitting, big, tough son of a bitches going at each other. But obviously, that is my main goal. If you're not in this business to win gold, I don't know why you're in this business. So I'm going full tilt. I'm going full straight ahead, and that's what I want. Kane is the ultimate goal, and I'll stop at nothing to get to him and the heavyweight championship.
Now, I know this Saturday, Payne's going to be going up against the former champion, the American Barbarian. How do you feel if you end up having to go through him to get to Payne?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that would be great. If I have to go against the American Barbarian, that is fine in my book. Because, again, that is another guy that goes back with me years and years and years and wrestled him all over the place as well. And I have no problem going toe-to-toe against him either. That's what it takes to get to the heavyweight championship. And, hey, if he takes that championship away from Payne, then you know what? Then he's my target.
Fair enough. So, essentially, you're just going for the gold either way.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. all I can say to that is it sounds like Saturday night is going to be one hell of a fight night, no matter how you look at it.
Well, yeah, I mean, let me just say, I mean, Mecha Pro Wrestling is a place that I will put over, and I will, you know, tell everybody how good of a promotion it is, because the guys, you know, whether it be the guys in the ring, the guys in the back, whatever, the company is a legitimate wrestling company. It's got television. It looks great quality. Everything about Mecha is top notch. When you go to the building, you know, before the show, you look around, everything looks to be what it's supposed to be with a wrestling promotion. And the things they do for the community and things like that, you know, they try to help out different causes in the community. That right there that speaks volumes. So, you know, out of character, in character, whatever you want to say, Mecha's doing the right thing, both for wrestling and just for the community itself.
Absolutely. They're you know, they got a beautiful new venue. As you mentioned, they got they're on TV, which is awesome. And you also mentioned about causes for the community, and I just wanted to bring that up as well, that this Saturday's show, Fight for Equality, all ticket proceeds are going to be going to Community Living Glengarry in Cornwall, which is a great and over, you know, which is a great cause. It helps people in the community living sector, and that's always a good cause in my book.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm always about, you know, helping out, you know, the less fortunate, the different kind of companies that, you know, the different kind of businesses that try to help out other people. And just any kind of, you know, good cause, any good cause, I'm all about helping out with, you know.
Definitely. Wrestling be good for people.
Absolutely, yep.
Now, afterwards, of course, I know, Shooter, your schedule is always busy. Your talents are always in demand. Is there anything else coming up after Saturday that you wanted to mention?
Well, the thing is I'm in talks with a few different promotions right now for some upcoming events coming up that, you know, for the rest of March and going into April. Nothing solidified yet because I'm still, you know, going over some, you know, talking you know, money and business and stuff like that with the promoter. So I'm not going to promote anything right now, throwing it out there, just because until I, you know, exactly have it, you know, down to the science of, like, where I'm going to be, like, solidified on what the shows are going to be, because there's a couple different ones for the end of the month, and they're kind of colliding with each other, so I'm trying to figure out which one I'm going to be at. So, but, you know, as soon as I have it up, it'll be up on my Twitter, you know, at ShooterStorm, so anybody can just follow that and have no problem being able to find out where I'm going to be. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's tough being in such demand, eh?
It is. It's tough, and these freaking radio shows are crazy as shit, man. Like, I think I've hit the airwaves more than in the last, like, 2-3 months, and I've hit the airwaves in my whole career. So.
You're a wanted man, my friend. What can you say?
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? You know, I talk to Beyonce all the time. She's like, are you doing another radio interview tonight? I'm like, it's tough being a star. You know, it is. It's really tough. And she just laughs at me and tells me to shut the fuck up, basically. So,
hey, when the public cool. demands it, you got to give them what they want.
That's it.
Shooter, I thank you again for a great interview. Good luck on Saturday, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
You know what? You don't need luck when you're this good. You know what I'm saying? You do not need luck when you're this good. All it is pure talent, ability, and pure ego. And, you know, come this Saturday night, Crimson, listen, man, it's cool that you want to, you know, you're going to get in the ring with me. It's cool and all. You can tell your friends that you wrestled Shooter Storm. You wrestled the largest man in sports entertainment. But you can also tell them that, you didn't pick up the W that night. Because this Saturday night, I am walking out as the winner and the guy who is heading straight to Payne or the American Barbarian, whoever the champion is after Saturday night, and you're looking at, well, you're not looking at me right now because that would be creepy and weird because we're on the radio, but you're listening to the guy who will be your next Mecca heavyweight champion.
And there you have it. I sit corrected. Shooter Storm, I thank you once again for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shooter. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Good luck on Saturday. Now, before we get to the indie news, a few words from some friends of the show.
Transport yourself back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury. They take you on a journey to the last old school generation to discuss pro wrestling, horror movies, and pop culture, all from South Street in Philadelphia. Past guests include the original on-screen Chucky and Gale, Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and more. Broadcasting at 5-4 Central on Geek Life Radio. Available on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher Radio, and for the Shining Wizards Network at SWN.ShiningWizards.com. Take that trip back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury, a WLW Studios production.
This is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, and you're listening to Apex Radio on the Shining Wizards Network.
Let's face the facts, you're just like us. You're the type of person that enjoys heavy metal music, professional wrestling, a cognac every once in a while. That means you get blackout drunk. So we did you a favor by creating a show called Neckbreaker Podcast, which celebrates and discusses the greater things in life, the finer things in life.
Wrestling headlines, metal news, and guest interviews while your hosts and guests slam drinks. We've already interviewed Eric Bischoff, Fit for an Autopsy, Power Glove, pro wrestler Brian Fury, and many more. New episodes premiere every 2 weeks on Neckbreaker.net, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and on the Shining Wizards Network. Or if you're really lazy, just follow our drunk updates on Facebook and Twitter at NB Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
And beers.
And ooh.
Hello, all you Funko Files and Funko Finettes. This is the one and only Guru of the Grappling Groove, the Wolfman Jack Foley himself, asking you to tune in to the Forearms and Funk Radio Spectacular to hear Wolfie and his freaky friends delivering the finest and funniest in funkery to the Mac-loving masses. There's our old buddy, Sherman.
Don't be a ham. Sorry.
Miss Mabel Murphy.
Oh, naughty.
Mr. Nick and Nails.
Now I'm going to split your lips to the side of your face.
And our newest funky friend, Overweight Larry. So listen in and always keep those funk levels at a maximum. Thursdays at 8 Central, 9 Eastern on GeekLifeRadio.com, and anytime at www.shiningwizardsnetwork.com. The Forearms and Funk Radio Spectacular. It's always funky fresh. Oh!
Hey guys, this is Overweight Larry, and I'm just curious. Do you like professional wrestling? Well, I do. And when I want to hear about the good, the bad, and the ups and the downs, I tune into my friends at the Shining Wizards Podcast. They know everything about everything, and if they don't, well, they just make it up. It's actually kind of funny. Sometimes when I like to listen, I put my headphones on, I close my eyes, and the sweet sound of their full voices just puts me in a happy place. Shining Wizards is on the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Please tune in, because even when wrestling's bad, these guys are still pretty damn good. Tune in for some wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling.
Hey everyone, JJ Piedra here, and I'm inviting you to check out Pulse In Radio. If you're into video games, technology, anime, or anything geek culture, Pulse In Radio has you covered. You can visit us at pulseinradio.com, follow us on Twitter at pulsein, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/pulseinradio. Be sure to check us out, and Godspeed.
I'm Babs, Chikara's intrepid reporter. Join me each week for a new episode of Chikara in 15 Minutes or Less, the only news radio broadcast devoted to keeping you informed and up to date on all things Chikara and wrestling is. Check out the podcast on iTunes and at ci.podomatic.com.
A message from Dr. Tom Pritchard.
If you're looking to learn the art form of professional wrestling, if you want a place to go where everybody knows what they're doing, Body Slammers in Ottawa, Canada is the place to be. You can learn how to wrestle, you can learn how to bump, you can learn how to do anything you want in this profession. You want to be the best, Body Slammers is the place to go. Ottawa, Canada, that is your information center. Body Slammers, go there if you want to learn.
For more information on Body Slammers Pro Wrestling Gym, check out www.bodyslammerscanada.ca online, or check out their group on Facebook. Now, on to the indie news. First up, this Saturday, Mecha Pro Wrestling presents Fight for Equality. It's a fundraising benefit show for Community Living Glengarry. All proceeds from the ticket sales and the 50-50 draw go to this wonderful cause. Saturday, March 8th, 2014, that's this Saturday at the Agora Catholic Center in Cornwall, Ontario, 301 McConnell Street. Doors open at 6:15, bell time is at 7. Ticket price is $12 in advance, and if you hurry, there might still be a few left. $40 for a family four-pack or $15 at the door. You can call 613-933-0590 or call Maurice Dupel at 613-577-2740. To reserve your tickets, if there are still any advance ones left, I don't know, it may be worth a shot. Call 613-936-1551. That's 613-936-1551. The official card. Our guest tonight that we talked to, Shooter Storm, is going to be taking on Crimson X in what should be a very interesting matchup. Catalyst is going to be taking on Ray Steele. KL Shock is going to be taking on the felonious one, CJ Felony. Derek Hamilton, that's Crazy Scotsman himself, also the pound-for-pound champ, is going to be challenged by Zeddy Breeze. Another interesting matchup, and one that I don't think we've seen before in these parts. Magic Mary O'Brien takes on that lumberjack man himself, Decker the Axeman LeDuc. Another non-title tag match. There's been a lot of these for the Hunks lately, the Incredible Hunks are going to be defending their Mecha Tag Team titles against the Fraternity. Should be interesting. I just don't know when these guys are actually... Anyway, no editorializing. A grudge match. Former friends, The Rage, Randy Barry, is going to be taking on his former friend, as I said, and VIP stablemate Joey Valentine in what should be a violent, a rough, a very hard-hitting match to settle some old scores. And, of course, the MechaPro Wrestling World Championship is going to be defended. The current champion, Payne, is going to be defending his title against the former champion, the American Barbarian, as we talked about with Shooter Storm. These two guys are not exactly known for chain and submission moves, folks. They're brawlers. They're powerhouses. They're a couple of nasty guys. And when they get in that ring, fists are going to fly. It's going to be one to see. And the main event, a 15-superstar battle royal, where everybody and his grandmother is going to get in that ring, because the winner will earn a shot at the MPW World title. And you never know. Grandma swings a mean purse. You want to watch out for her. So, of course, who wouldn't want to win that battle royal? Because the winner, and it could be Shooter Storm, you never know who, will earn a shot at the World Championship, the heavyweight title of MPW. And who doesn't want the gold? That's what it's all about, right? Once again, Saturday, March 8th. That's tomorrow at the Agora Catholic Center in Cornwall, 301 McConnell Street. Doors open at 6:15. The bell time is 7 p.m. You don't want to be late. You don't want to miss a minute of the action. I will post all the info on my Facebook page as usual. Next Saturday, March 15th, Capital City Championship Combat presents Maximum Overdrive at the Vanier Columbus Club, 260 MacArthur Road in Ottawa, Ontario. VIP tickets are $20, which includes first choice seating and a bonus match. Advanced tickets will be available at the venue. General admission tickets, $15. Doors at 7:30. Show starts at 8. You don't want to miss that. By the way, that's general admission doors at 7:30. VIP doors open at 7, because you get your bonus match involved with that. What do you expect? What can you expect from Maximum Overdrive? Well, the same sort of thing you can usually expect from C4. There's going to be some great matches and some great action. There's going to be a grudge match. Superstar Shane Hawk is going to take on Psycho Mike Rollins. These two have some definite history between the two of them. There's a tag team challenge going on. Twiggy and MVP Michael Von Payton, the original MVP, I might add, versus Checkmate. That's Lionel Knight and Christopher Bishop. A grudge match with Player Uno barred from ringside. All Ego Ethan Page versus Player Dose, Stu Grayson. Well, there's going to be no interference from Player Uno in this one. A special challenge, Speedball Mike Bailey versus Player Uno. Since he can't come to ringside, he's got to keep busy that night somehow. He's going to be taking on a definite... Well, he's going to have his hands full with All Ego Ethan Page. Speedball Mike Bailey anyway. Anyone who knows Speedball Mike Bailey knows that he's not one to be taken lightly. There's a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Challenge. The C4 Tag Champions, Banks and Rukin, are going to be taking on the After Party, comprised of Cecil Nix and Chaz Lovely. And they're going to be taking on Tabarnak de Team, Matthew St. Jacques and Thomas Dubois, who are going to be taking on the Throwbacks, Dasher Hatfield and Mr. Touchdown. Well, that should be a wild and woolly one, folks. You got four teams who could not be more different are going to get in the ring and duke it out for the tag team championships. There's a special challenge. The Kentucky gentleman, Chuck Taylor, is going to be taking on that most unorthodox guy, Dirty Bucks Belmar. Well, we know Chuck Taylor is used to some interesting tactics of his own. I wonder how he's going to handle Dirty Bucks. There's only one way to find out, isn't there? And, of course, the main event. One fall to a finish. No disqualification, no countout for the C4 Championship. The hacker Scotty O'Shea is going to take on that sexual spider monkey Pinky Sanchez. And the two of them are going to be climbing all over that ring, I promise you. Saturday, March 15th. C4 Wrestling presents Maximum Overdrive at the Vanier Columbus Club, 260 MacArthur Road. $20 for your VIP tickets, folks. Doors open at 7 o'clock, which includes first-choice seating and a bonus match. Next up, Sunday, the very next day, Alpha One Wrestling presents The Killing Joke. Doors open at 3:30. The show starts at 4. It's at the Knights of Columbus Hall, 222 Queenston Road in Hamilton, Ontario, folks. I forgot to mention, excuse me. You're going to see Ty Colton versus a former guest of ours, Alex Vega. Mike Rollins versus Just Insane. It's going to be a big, big eight-man elimination tag match. Pinky Sanchez, Joey Kings, RJ City, and Josh Rogan are going to take on Mr. Touchdown, Dasher Hatfield, Brent Banks, and Ben Ortmans. I can't even talk today. What's going on here? There's a zero-gravity title match, folks. Chuck Taylor is going to take on the champ, Eric Kearney. There's going to be the main event. I'm going to announce the main event first. The Alpha Male title in a four-way elimination match is going to be defended. Ethan Page, the champ, is going to put his title up against Cheech, Steve Brown, and Alessandro Del Bruno. And I mentioned the main event first because, you know, anyone who's followed Alpha 1 knows that there's also some bad blood between these two guys. MMA fighter Josh Hill is going to be taking on his lifelong former friend, well, lifelong friend, now former friend, Scotty O'Shea. And it's not going to be a technical match. It's not going to be a skills match. I suspect it's going to be a fight. These two just plain don't get along anymore, and they're going to hash it out in the ring. Sunday, March 16th, the Knights of Columbus Hall, 222 Queenston Road in Hamilton, Ontario. You're going to want to get your tickets now if you haven't already, folks, and check it out. It's going to be stellar. Stellar. March is a busy month. What can I say? Saturday, March 29th. Oh, my Lord. I need coffee. Saturday, March 29th in Orillia, 2 Borland Street, 3AW Wrestling Live. There's going to be Cody Deaner taking on Psycho Mike Rollins. Tyson Dukes versus Scotty O'Shea. A women's submission match. Jules versus with Mr. Awesome is going to take on Jasmine. Hacksaw Jim Duggan's going to be there. Robbie McAllister's going to be there. The main event, Jeff Jarrett with Karen Jarrett versus Davey Boy Smith Jr. Oh, my goodness, folks. General admission tickets are only $15, $25 for the second row, $35 for the first row. Get your tickets now. Again, I'll have all the information up on the Facebook page. If you can possibly get anywhere near Orillia on the 29th, be there. Why would you want to miss this? Oh, I'm telling you, it just gets crazier and crazier. And if you can't make it to Orillia, but you happen to be in the Kingston area on March 29th, go check out Ontario Championship Wrestling. They're going to present Turmoil 2014. Harley Davidson and Jimmy Cash are going to be taking on Taylor and Quan Chang in a tag match. The OCW Extreme Champion Flex Rollins will be defending his title. It's going to be, it's not Kingston, it's Napanee, Ontario. Oh my goodness, these guys just travel all over the place. I'm so used to them being in Kingston, but no, this particular show is going to be lighting up the streets of Napanee, 170 York Street in Napanee, Ontario. Saturday, March 29th, I will put up the information once again for you to get your tickets and directions on how to get to this great show. And as if that wasn't enough, we got one more show packed in. Sunday, March the 30th. Oh my goodness, it's been that kind of a day. Live pro wrestling in Oshawa, Ontario. Pro Wrestling Eclipse returns. And the big match. The big match announced. I'm going to announce this one first. Joshua James is going to be taking on the Eclipse Pro Wrestling Eclipse champion, Cody Deaner. Yes, Cody Deaner, folks. That's right. There's a Fraternity Open Tag Team Challenge. There's tons of great matches on this card, folks. You're definitely going to want to check this out. I will also be putting that one up on Facebook as well, 219 Olive Avenue in Oshawa. Same place, same fine quality show, same fan experience, just a new old name. And, of course, they're family-friendly. Sunday at 1:30. Sunday, March 20th or 30th at 1:30. March is just crazy, crazy with good wrestling, folks. Don't miss a single minute of any of it if you can manage it. Well, that about does it for another episode of the Apex Radio Show. I want to once again thank my guest, Shooter Storm, for a really fun interview. Always a pleasure having him on the show. Before I let you guys go, I just want to make mention, I'm a big fan. This week marks the 6th anniversary of the passing of one of my favorite musicians of all time, Jeff Healey. To that end, I'm going to close out the show with a song of his. It's one of my favorites. It's off his Mesa Blues album. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. With that, I want to remind you all, keep listening to Apex Radio, because Apex
helps build strong bodies 8 ways.
I am so gone, it is not even funny. Well, maybe it is funny. I guess it depends on your sense of humor. See ya!
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Well, I'm gonna, just give me a minute.
saw you in a crowded, hazy bar, dancing all night from star to star. Far across the moment, but I knew just who you are. I saw your brown eyes turn at once to fire. You are like a hurricane that's coming in your eyes, and I'm getting blown away. Some would say, but where the feeling stays, I wanna love you, but I'm getting blown away. Just a dream. You could have been anyone to me. Before the moment you touched my lips, the perfect feeling when time just slips away between us and our foggy trip. Some would say, but where the feeling stays, I wanna love you, but I'm getting blown away. Just a dreamer. You are just a dream. You could have been anyone to me. Before the moment you touched my lips, oh, that perfect feeling when time just slips away between us and our foggy trip. You are like a hurricane that's coming in your eyes, and I'm getting blown away. The sun might say, but where the feelings stay, I wanna love you, but I'm getting blown away.